Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. You're on to IRIB English Radio. My name is Muhammad, and we are talking about like Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. There is a very beautiful characteristic and a personality of the Noble Prophet I think everyone will be able to admire and take lesson from: his kindness to the people and how he felt about the people. I'd like to start this topic with a story from the Noble Prophet. When a man came to the Noble Prophet while he was among his companions, he brought some, you know, grapes for a Noble Prophet so that he can have them and enjoy the grapes. So when he came to the Noble Prophet, presented the grapes to him, generally the tradition of the Noble Prophet is that he would give the grapes, he would take whatever was given to him as a gift, a part of it, and then give the rest of it to the companions around him. So the first personality we can take from this, first characteristics we can take from this story, is how he was very caring and sharing in his lifetime. And then what happened specially for this specific incident is that he would take the grapes, instead of taking a portion of it and then sharing it to the other companions around him, he would eat all the grapes in front of this man who brought the grapes for him as a gift. The companions were shocked because they expected the Noble Prophet kindly share those grapes for them, rather. When they were shocked after the man left, they asked the Noble Prophet, "O Prophet, what happened? You did not share the grapes to us. Normally what would happen is when someone brings a gift for you, you would normally take a portion of it and share it to the others." So the Prophet replied with a smile and he told the companions that the grapes that this brother had brought were sour. And I am sure that if you had those grapes, you would have given him a reaction he might be displeased of, because he would understand that those grapes were not, you know, as pleasing as the normal grapes that you would have. And so therefore the Prophet said, "I ate all of them so that the brother be happy and be satisfied that the gift he presented to me was a gift of a pleasing one." So this incident of the Noble Prophet really shows what a personality he had, how caring he was. He tried his best to avoid breaking someone's heart. In addition to that, let's look at the opposite side, how he would react when his heart was broken. You know, normally the people before this ayah from the Surah of Hujarat, the people will approach the Prophet in an appropriate way. They would call him by his name. God Almighty, he revealed this verse in Surah Hujarat and told the mu'mineen, the believers, to approach the Prophet with reverence. Call him with acceptable titles. For example, use Rasulullah, the Prophet of God, or the Messenger of God. So when this ayah was revealed, the companions, those especially who were not that much respectful to the Noble Prophet, they pulled up their socks and they started calling the Prophet with reverable titles. Until the Noble Prophet reaches the house of Lady Fatima, and he calls Lady Fatima from outside the house, and Lady Fatima replies with "Wa alayka as-salam ya Rasulullah." So for example, the Prophet says, "Assalamu alayki ya binti," the Lady Fatima would respond, "Wa alayka as-salam ya Rasulullah." Now this really shook the Noble Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. Let's take a break and come back to the same story.
You came to me in that hour of need, when I was so lost, so lonely. You came to me, took my breath away, showed me the right way, the way to lead. You filled my heart with love, showed me the light. Now all I want is to be with you. صل على سيدنا مصطفى على حبيبنا.
Welcome back to Like Muhammad. We were discussing about a story when the ayah of respecting the noble prophet was revealed. The people started respecting the prophet by calling him with a respectable title, for example, Rasulullah. One day he would pass by the house of Lady Fatima, call Lady Fatima by saying, As-salamu alayki ya ahle bayti, or As-salamu alayki ya binti Rasulillah, or ya binti. And then Lady Fatima would reply back to her father by saying, Wa alayka as-salam ya Rasulullah. Now this really shook the heart of the noble prophet, because he was used to hearing Salam ya abati, for example, from the noble prophet. He would love to hear Lady Fatima say, peace be upon to you, O my father, rather than hearing Ya Rasulullah from her daughter. When he heard this, he came to Lady Fatima, hugged her, and he told her, my daughter, this ayah that was revealed and called my companions and my people to call me with reverence, approach me with reverence, you are an exception. Call me the same way you used to call me before, with that beautiful tone. Call me father. You see, when he is heartbroken, how he approaches. Although this is nothing to be heartbroken about, but the approach he had with such love and such, you know, humanity, I think this kindness, we can use this in our lives and incorporate it. We should avoid making someone's heart broken. I think it's very important we consider this in our day-to-day life as well.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
One other story that I think is really admirable of the noble prophet is when he was hugging and kissing his grandsons, Hassan and Hussein alayhim as-salam. An old man came to the noble prophet and he was surprised to see how much love the noble prophet had for his grandsons. In other instances, we have times and when people would come to the noble prophet and ask him what he's doing and why he's so inclined to them, he would say, don't call them my grandsons, call them my sons. So close he was to his grandsons. Anyways, so this old man approaches the noble prophet and he says, Ya Rasulullah, why do you have so much love to your grandsons? Why do you have so much love for your Hassan and Hussein? He would reply and say, this is how anyone should have love. This is how anyone should be with their grandsons and their children, showing the highest amount of affection and love to them. He was a role model, and so therefore when the people would see this or hear this from the noble prophet, they would also show love to their family as well. Now this happened 1400 years ago, meaning that at that time where burying infant girls alive was a very customary thing, the noble prophet shows so much respect to his daughter and to his grandchildren. This became a role model. That's why we find Muslims loving and caring their children that much. We have another story from the noble prophet where one of the neighbors of the noble prophet was an old lady who hated him, unfortunately. And she would, unfortunately, throw garbage at his footsteps, at his door, almost every day. After a while, the noble prophet would not show any reaction to this old lady. And after a while, the noble prophet notices that there is no more garbage at his doorstep. He inquires about the old lady and then gets to know that the old lady is now sick and she can't get out of her home. So the prophet cooks something, prepares a meal for her and then goes to see the sick old lady, to visit her, to pay her a visit, and to make sure she is fine. So just by doing this small visit, that old lady was shook and her entire life changed. She became a Muslim just because of the beautiful characteristic and the personality of the noble prophet, peace be upon him and his family. You are on to Like Muhammad. This is RIRIB English Radio.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.